Since the last time we had regular shears, which you Yoshua Koenig, okay, Elio Lustiger, Danny Shafran, okay. If I pronounce somebody's name wrong, let me know. This one looks like Eitan Chair? Chen? Chair? I just can't read it probably. Is there an Eitan who's name even looks like that? Was it Gush Etzion last year? Rav Bazak, Rav Lichtenstein?
Oh.
That's you? What's your name? What's your real name?
Aaron Cedar.
What is it?
Wow.
Aaron Cedar? It's C-I-N-E-R. Ah, and that's an Aaron. Is it Aaron or Aaron? How do you go by it?
Aaron.
That was pretty, Okay, so Aaron Cedar. Sorry for the... Okay. Noam Block, right? That's the cousin. Noam Horowitz. Okay. Daniel Ben-David. Is that right? Ben-David? Okay. Michael Cinnamon. Right, I remember meeting him in Israel last year. Aaron Kulik. Did I pronounce it right? No. I did. Oh, okay. Is it Aaron or Aaron?
Aaron.
Okay. Some of the Aarons are probably going to get called Aaron, but I'll try. Eli Stavsky?
Probably with Moshe's brother.
Oh, it's Moshe's brother. Ah, okay. Simi Shavtai? Okay. Danny Noel? Did they put up their hands? I didn't see. I know. Jakey Hartman? Daniel, looks like Tracer?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Michael Goon? Ari Schwab? Yosef Bronstein. Where's Yosef Bronstein? Okay. Eli Rosenberg. Still back in... Still in his seat back there. If you could see me after the show for just a minute. Ari Michael. Is that the way you pronounce your last name? Okay. It looks like Rafi...
Mandelstam.
Yeah. Is that right? That's right. Okay. Rafi Mandelstam. Okay. Ezra Blaustein, okay. Adam Hertzberg, who I also remember meeting last year in Israel. Daniel Goldmintz, let's see. Okay. Okay, Ben Kendall, right. Nachum Riebeck, Ariel Schwartz, it's already familiar names. David Zirkin, Moshe Marcus, I think I met him in the summer, right? Jonathan Hefter. Jonathan here? Okay. Donnie Rosenberg, also welcome back. Eli Osabel. Daniel Tabak, also. Yitzi Klein, okay. Eli Steinberger, the veteran. Zev Wiener. Is it Wiener?
I think...
He's not here? Okay, do you know where he went? What? Of Sachs, okay. Okay. Ariel Rosenzweig? Where is he? Oh, there he is. I know there are two Ariel Rosenzweigs, right? It also says here a Victor Rosenzweig. Avi Strauss? Avi? Oh, there he is. Okay. And David Chaptai, we also welcome back. Okay, I think that's everybody. Hopefully will not take this long usually, but it helps me get to know the names. Okay, we started discussing the Mechayev of Gzela and Geneva by extension, and that's what I want to focus on now. So what we noted already is that normally a classic act of Geneva and Gzela includes two elements, and we spoke about it a little bit in the Hashkafa part as well. There's the Maisa Geneva uGzela, and there is the Hefsed Mamon. Now the Maisa is significant in its own right, and it's also significant in terms of focusing on the avarion, on the goslin or the ganav. Of course, the hefsed mamon is primarily about the nignav or the nigzal, the loss that he suffers. And part of the question is, to what extent is geneva and gezela, or whether we can be mechalik between them, a regular, routine, or specialized, perhaps, case of mazik? Or is it much more than that? What we saw very briefly is that the Rambam, on his own, there's no makor that says this, requires that a chov, that not only a chovel but also a gazlan be miratza es chavero, when it comes to tshuva, even though he doesn't require such a thing in mazik. That was, I think, an important makar. We'll see more of that. We also noted that it's not so easy to separate these two points, the hafsid part and the ma'is avera part. Because if you do ma'is avera b'li shum hafsid, one might say that it doesn't qualify for the ma'is avera either. So what we really need to do is try to figure out whether or not the hafsid of gnevo gezela conforms with the dine hafsid of mazik or not. And if it doesn't, then possibly that can be attributed, probably that should be attributed not to the hefsid per se, but to the additional element of the rishus of the ganef and the gazlan and the ma'is avera of the ganef and the gazlan as well. And for that, we should look at things like amanas ha'chzir, l'shalem, palkas mishav apruta, gzelas be'en, b'li gzelas mamon, which we had a little bit of already in chamson, and again we'll have in gonev or gozal manas l'shalem, as well as some of the victims who normally don't get court protection, halachic court protection, akum, hekdesh, things of that sort. Where in dine mazik, basically you might be patur, and the question is, are you automatically patur for the same reason when it comes to ganef and gazlan? Shtar is an example of that as well. That's the question that Bali Tosis asked right in the beginning of the parak. Why do you need a limud to exclude shtar because it's ein gufa mamon from the dinim of kefel? Why not simply say that even if you were to be mazik shtar shel chavero, you'd be potter? Kasar shtarosa shel chavero is potter. In other words, Tosis assumes that, in the question at least, that gzela should be held to the same standards as mazik. Right. And whether you say grama or garmi should dictate with regard to Gzela as well. What is Tosa's answer? One day in Tosa seems to answer, again we'll discuss this more fully, that maybe Gneva and Gzela are different than Mazik. Different in what way? Maybe because of the component of the Maisa. Something to look at. So these are issues that we're going to look into. Akum, Papam Shavaputa, Shtar, Hekdesh, etc. We're going to look at them very briefly in order to discuss this. In general, we're going to keep our eyes open for the relationship between Mazik and Gzela, whether the dinim conform, and whether or not every Gzela isn't a form of Mazik, and every Mazik doesn't have a component of Gezel. In discussing whether or not there's an Iser Lahazik, for example, at all, is there such an Iser? The Rambam seems to say so, other Rishonim, some say so. There are some who suggest that the Iser of Gzela is based on lo sigzol, that Gzela is the makar for the Iser Mazik. Others clearly disagree. That goes to the question whether or not every Mazik includes an element of Gzela or not. So the question has to be discussed in both directions. Is every Mazik a form of Gzela? Is every Gezel and Gneva an aspect of Mazik? And what we mean by all of that. So we already noted that after all, Meruba, Perak Meruba is in Bava Kama, the Rima Loniel and the Meiri say because it's Mazik. The two lists, Rav Chiya, Rav Oshia, and Abdal Rambam Beis, it's on one list, it's not on the other list, or maybe it's represented on the other list by Shomer Chinam and Shoel. We still have to explain that. We'll get back to that on this topic. But the first thing I want to do is discuss the relationship between Oshek and Gezel. Since our structure here is we start off with Losachmo, where in the Torah does Losigzal and Losignovu, what context do they appear, how important are they, do they really transcend money? So that we already saw, are they in the Aser Sadibros? What about the Pasuk of Losignov? What about the Pasuk of Losachmo? What about the other Pasuk of Losashok? So that Pasuk appears in two places. One is in Kedoshim, by Yikra, Perikites, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lo Sashok, Esreyecha, Vilo Sigzol. The other one appears in Vayikra, Perikei, Pasuk Chafalef, Nefesh Kisechata,
Umol Amal Bahashem, the Chichesh Bamiso, Bipikadon of Sumasyan, of Begazel, O Oshak Es Amiso. So Oshak appears together with Gezel in these psukim. And the question is, what is the connection, what is the relationship between them? What is Oshak and what is Gezel? So if we were to just ask the question, what is a Gezel? Moshe, right? Right? So what is Gezel? So for that we have an explicit Gemara, where the Gemara defines Gezel. Which Gemara defines Gezel? Gemara Bava Kama, right? Well, so if you could read that for us just quickly, just get the Makoros established first. Right, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Ayin Teslamit Beis. Just really run over it quickly. It's one of the most famous Gemaras. Right, even people don't know much about Gneva and Gezela, but this is a Gemara that they know. All the Darshanim know this Gemara too, right? Go ahead. What? I'm Rabbi Elazar. Just a little louder so people can hear. So what happens? He took the chayfets, and then he was also toveach u'mocher, so he's chayef kefal and dal v'hei. Because he was hitmin, because he was trying to, you know, hide himself. Go ahead. Which this is one of the Gemaras that establishes clearly, as does the Mishnah. We'll discuss this as well. That Geneva and Gezela require a kinyan. But it's not enough that you have someone else's chayfets or that you take someone else's chayfets, but you have to take it b'derech kinyan. Okay, that's a very important idea. Okay, go ahead. I'm Rav Chisda. And therefore, there is a kinyan. What kind of kinyan is that, by the way? Mishicha. Go ahead. So this is the Gemara is telling us that you need a Bitsina in order to be Gneva. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Go ahead. So, go ahead. Meaning? Because he tries to hide himself. Okay, so it's his effort rather than the impact and the effectiveness of his effort that makes something Gneva rather than Gezel. That's a very important idea. Go ahead. No objective definition, right? Standard. Okay, good. I'm Rav Avo. And this became the pasuk that everybody, all the Rishonim quote when they talk about Gzela, right? By Yigzal Sachanis Miyad Hamitzri Vayahargeu Bechanisa, meaning Befarhesya and Bechozek. Bechozek Yad. Forcibly, right, violently, and also publicly. Go ahead. Okay, Rabbi Vo, my time of. Since they were attempting to hide. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, that's important also. Meaning?
They weren't really attempting to hide. They were
The hiding wasn't because they didn't want to be seen. They didn't care about being seen. It was just a part of the methodology of an effective gzela. Because you don't want the people to run away. Right? So to be able to capture them and do what they wanted, bechozek or befarhesya, they had to initially hide. So apparently it's not important only what you know, what the one issue is whether it's effective or it's your effort at hiding, and the second is why are you hiding, the motivation of hiding. You're hiding because you would only steal in the context of hiding, or that's just, you know, to make sure that they're not going to run away. Okay, go ahead. Then finally we have the continuation. This is the famous continuation of the Gemara show, Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So this is a tremendous Musar Haskel, right? That one might have thought intuitively, we would have thought the opposite. We would think that Gezel is worse than Geneva because it's the guy has no shame. The Farhesia and Bechozek Yad, he's more violent. Right? The other fellow at least has some subtlety. Right? He has the good taste to do it, quietly. And there's a point to that as well. But the Gemara is telling us that is overridden by another factor. And that is the fact that Kvod Kono, by the way, I just spent a little time discussing the relationship between Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lechavero, right, and how radically different they are, and whether or not there isn't a significant component of Ben Adam Lamakom in every Ben Adam Lechavero. A very good raya for that is this Gemara. Right? What the Gemara is saying is the fact that he, is more interested than in what people think of him than what the Rabbono Shel Olam thinks of him, that's something that intensifies the onesh of Geneva, makes Geneva more humble. You couldn't want a greater Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lechavero, I'm sorry, than Geneva. But the fact that he respects Kvod Chavero more than Kvod Kono in the context of this Ben Adam Lechavero is a chisaro. Okay. So I think that's just a good way to highlight it. Okay, let's continue. I'm Rav Meir. Goes to Mishnah. Yeah. Well, you might think, so he insulted one person, insulted two people, but it doesn't work that way. Okay. I'm Rav Meir. Yeah, so this again, just in terms of Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lechavero point, the first one, of course, points in the direction of how much of a hefset has he caused him, how much has he taken from him, not in dollars and cents, but at least in convenience and other things. But the second factor is the opposite, namely, he gets a lesser onesh because his own covet of brios, was compromised by what he's doing. What does that have to do with the victim? Nothing at all. Again, the chomer of Geneva has to do not only with the victim, but with the ganav himself and the ganav's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a famous Gemara. This is the Gemara that explains that Gazlan is bechozek yad b'farhesia, and then the Gemara has some nuances, whether you're effective at it or that's your effort, whether you do it as a tactic to make your gazela more effective, or that's the limits of your gazela. Okay. But either way, this is the Gemara. Now, if you only had this Gemara, Moshe, so what would you say about Gzela? That's the only way you can ever have Gzela. Is if it's Bechozek, U Bifarhesia, and it's Bayigzal Hachanis Miyana Mitzri. So it requires basically three things. A Maisa Gzela, a Maisa Hotza Mirshus Abaylin, Al Yedei Kinyan. That's number one. And number two, it requires Chozek and Farhesia. And that's what Gzela is. Which is why it's particularly shocking when you look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Do you have that open as well? Do you have Bava Metzia? Okay. Dani, you have it? Okay. So let's read it for us quickly. Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Right? The Gemara is asking the question about the Psukim. What is the relationship between Oshek and Gezel? Okay, so what is Rokhiz's idea?
Keep telling somebody to go back. I'm not thinking yet.
Procrastination or putting him off, not responding immediately to your chiyuvim, that is oshek. And what is gazel? Yesh lecha biyadi ve'eni nosin lecha zehu gazel. So already we're a little surprised that that gazel would refer to a case where there's no lekicha sachefetz versus a bailim, no kinyan, no lekicha. It's not necessarily it is for hesia, but it's certainly not. It doesn't look like a vayigzal achanis miyala mitzri case. Okay, but on the other hand, at least there's a clear distinction between oshek and gazel according to Rav Chisda. Then the oshek is what we said, procrastination and delay, and gezel is theft, you know, refusal to, you know, we permanently I want to keep him from his money. Okay, that's Rav Chisda. Go ahead. Maskif law.
Maskular sheshes. Ezu oshek shekiv alav Torah.
Korban.
Shekiv al Torah korban. Zim yud bikadon because kapol en yona.
In order to be chayiv a pikadon, remember there are two parshios of Oshek, as I just mentioned. One is in Kedoshim, and the other one is Vayikra. The one in Vayikra is related to the Korban. So Oshek Shechiv alav Korban has to be dumi de pikadon, in which case it has to be kvira gemura. So procrastination isn't avera, but it's not Oshek. It is an avera, but it's not Oshek. We'll see in a minute. You know, it's one of the multiple averas that you. That you violate, you don't pay somebody's wages, but it isn't Oshek. So that can't be Oshek. Now, how close are we going to get to Gezel? Okay. Elomer of Sheshes.
Elomer of Sheshes. Nisatibu na Zeu Oshek.
Okay. So how would you characterize this? It is getting closer, right? In both cases, you're steal. You're permanently separating him from his deserved. You know, wages or money. Just in one case, you do it by lying, you know, by justifying it, by saying Nisati Vlach, which is a total lie. In the other case, you say, I refuse to give it to you. So that's one is Oshek and the other is Gezel. Okay. So again, they're both forms, it appears, of Gzela, but one is a direct form of Gzela, I guess, and the other is Gezel through Sheker. That's what we would say, which is less. Gezel, in a way, because of it, a more subtle form of gezel. Okay. Maskevla Abaya.
Maskevla Abaya. Ezer gezel shekiv alav Torah korban. Dumi de pikadon de bainan de kakavla yimara.
In other words, what does that mean?
The gezel as well has to be
the gezel to be chayv shvus has to have a case which remains gezel and yet is a case where there is some lying because, again, there are two parshias of gezel. One is the parsha of gezel. You're not allowed to be gozel, the iser, the azara, and the other is the case of parshas shua sabikadon, that you chayev a korban shua. The chi of korban shua has to be dumi de bikadon, which means you need to be lying. If you just say, announce, I have your object, then I'm not giving it back. You're not chayev a korban. You may be a gozlan, but you're not chayev a korban. So there has to be a gozlan who is lying, in which case we seem to be overlapping oshek and gezel in the other direction. The gezel seems to be oshek, okay? Elam Rabaya.
Elam Rabaya. Lo startiv ha-me'olam zeu oshek, v'satim lecha zeu gezel.
There are two types of lies. So now the Gemara is saying, this is an amazing Gemara. The difference between oshek and gezel is very, very subtle indeed. They're both forms of gzela. They're both forms of gzela that or gezel includes as well. The Gemara here doesn't say that gezel has to have sheker. The Gemara only says that there can be a case of sheker in which there is gezel, and it's still called gezel, and that parsha speaks of gezel and oshek. So there has to be, in the context of lying, two types of oshek and gezel, called two types of gezel for the moment. So apparently there are two ways to lie and steal at the same time, or to lie, to steal by means of lying. One is, me'olam, I never owed it to you, lo yedvar me'olam, lahadam, and the other one is, I paid you back. You know, which is worse? Who knows? But it's a very small difference. The difference between Oshek and Gezel is actually narrowing all the time. First we thought it's procrastination versus actually keeping the other fellow's chayfets. Then we thought it was keeping the chayfets, you know, explicitly as opposed to lying about it. And now we're saying it could even be the difference between, you know, a more subtle lie and a more obvious lie. Or
parallel to whether it makes sense.
A and Kofar Bakal, in a way.
If you want to ask.
Or Dror
d'Mamona. Which is worse.
Yeah.
Between admitting that you made the arrangement, you made the deal, and denying it all together.
Right. In a way, there's more Azus Panim in one, and there's more what you'd call a Dror d'Mamona in a mode of a mixas context in the other. Now, if you admit that you owed somebody something, but you said I paid him off, so there's less Azus Panim, but there's more Dror d'Mamona too, because you're going as far as already saying that you have a monetary relationship. Not like you're saying I never met this guy, so im klar az klar, right? Okay, but these are very, all I'm pointing out is that the Gemara is a gradation here. First we thought Gezel and Oshik are two totally different things. Now we're saying there are two forms of Gezel, one through Dibur and the other through Kvishas Mamon Shol Chavero, Bifarhesia, let's say. And now we're saying through Sheker, even without Farhesia, there's no Chozak yet. In both cases he's saying, I'm not stealing your money, I'm a fine fellow, Ben Adam Makom, Ben Adam Chavero, everything. The only thing is, either we've never met before, or thank you so much, but as you know, I already paid you. That's the difference between Oshik and Gezel. So Gezel is now being pulled very much into Oshik's camp. The difference between them is very subtle. Go ahead. The Rosh Hashanah.
The Rosh Hashanah, Maishna Oshik, Kashulei, Maishna Gezel, below Kashulei.
Right.
Malot Gezel, Vigazle, Vahadi Kafri.
Okay. Meaning, like we said before, right, you can have a case of pure Gezel. If the Gezel is through Gezel, but then he denies it, that could be it. Okay. Yahaki. Yeah, so the Gemara is Achi Ashta. Okay. So this is the Gemara. But basically, we're still left with these three deos, these three suggestions, either a big difference between them, or a smaller difference, or the smallest difference between them. Okay. Oshik and Gezel seem very, very, very much overlapping. And then comes the, coup de grace. Go ahead, Rava. Go ahead.
Rava Amar, Zehu Oshek, Zehu Gezel. Lama Chata. Pasu, Lava Rava Shelava.
So according to Rava, no more subtle pussyfooting around. This is Oshek, that's Gezel. Right? Hainu Oshek, Hainu Gezel, Lava Alav, Bishnela. Two completely, two of the same, they're identical. The identity is one. You violate Gezel and Oshek together. That's a simple reading of Rav. Okay. So if that's true, so then Kovesh Schar Sachir, Lamaskana Sagamara, in whichever way he does it, whether he says, or anything else for that matter, the Pikadon, where he says, doesn't matter if he says, I never met you, or I paid you back, or I refuse to pay you back. All these cases are both Oshek and Gezel. None of them seem to fit very well with the Gemara of the Moshe read a minute ago, which is that Gezel is Vayikach Hachanis Miyara Mitzri. It's got to be Bekoach, it's got to be Befarhesya. The cases of Oshek are Beli Koach and Beli Farhesya and Beli Maisa and Beli Kinyan. Very strange, yeah.
Yeah, part of the question is, potentially, what do you learn from these other times? Does it have to be, are you the one that has to be by an aggregate? And the point is that it's more open, more computational. In which case, at least the initial stages of the Gemara could be read in that light. That where you say, I have it, I'm not going to give it to you. So there you're using you're openly confronting.
As opposed to Geneva, where you're stealing into his basement, at least here, what's happening, he knows what's happening.
They're trying to evade confrontation.
Okay. Whether Vayigzol Achanis Miyana Mitzri would be the best way to
what elements do you
okay, correct. So look at the Rambam for a minute. Noah's quite correct. So look at the Rambam for a minute. Tani, you have the Rambam in front of you? Moshe, you have the Rambam in front of you? You can go to your left or to your right. Okay, go ahead. Either way, it was a Ben Adam Chavero act on their part. I applaud you. From all points of view. Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, you could be a Gimel or Bez?
Aleph Beis Gimel.
Start Aleph Beis and then Gimel. The main chiluk is Gimel, but I think you need Beis.
Kol goes as the very shot of Bruta, or we lose that session, never lost it again. Ain't looking allowed to share a passive from the Kola asset. Shin Gazal, I laughs it. She never made she was at Zela, she Gazal, Zoom is fast asset. The few of Sarah had Zela, ain't a loca, she read with Kaya Vashalin, Dame. The whole lab, she needs to have Shlumin, ain't looking allowed.
That's Halakha Aleph.
Right.
And Halakha Beis?
The Asra Ligzal Koshu Vinta Afil Aki Asra Gazlo O Ashka Nim Gazlo O Ashka.
So here the Rambam already inserts Oshek into Hilchos Gzela, right? When it comes to, which was interesting, when it comes to Kolshehu and Goy. For some reason he doesn't mention it in Halakha Aleph, he only mentions it here in Halakha Beis in these two contexts. We'll see if that's significant or not. That's already a nuance, a subtle point, but it's interesting to at least wonder about it. Maybe we'll get back to it. Okay, then comes, so we have Oshek and Gezel being Asur, Bekol Shehu, Uba Akum, and Gozel Oshku Yatsa. Then comes Halacha Gimel, Ezehu Gozel.
Ezehu Gozel, Zel Okeach Mamon Adam Bechazaka, Ben Shechatach Mi Adam Taltelin, Oshin Nifnas, Yushusa Shlover Atsang, Shlover Tzipkir Tzana Bailin, Benatal Misham Kalin.
Just a little louder.
Oshin Takach Be'avdo Behemto, Benishtamish Behen, Oshin Yarad Besoch Sadehu, Be'achal Peretzea,
So the Rambam clearly thinks that Befarhesia and Bechozek are what we learn out from Vayigzal Sachanis Miyara Mitzvah. Okay, go ahead. Halacha Daled.
Ezu Oshek. Zeh Shabam Mamon Taber Lasof Yadav Beretzona Bailin. Vechevam Shetfa'uhu Kavash Hamamon Etzlo Bechazaka Avlo Tzira. Kigon Shehailo Biyad Taber Halva Ostiris Vuhu Tovo Ve'ena Yachal Otsim Benim.
So the Rambam draws a clear distinction between Oshek and Gezel. It's almost as if you read this halacha, that the Rambam didn't have the Gemara in Bamitzia, or he rejected the Gemara in Bamitzia. The Rambam halacha in Minyan Mitzvos counts one or two? Koteret in Rambam?
Two.
Right? Shelo Ligzol, Shelo Lashok. Right, then Shalalachmon and Shalalasavos, which we discussed already. But Laligzol and Lalashok are two. And if you look in Sefer Mitzvos, again, they are two. And again, I don't have the language in front of me at the moment, but we'll maybe look it up for tomorrow, you'll see, you reinforce. Similarly, this distinction. Gezel is Bechozek Yad Ubefarhesia. Oshek is Ba Biyado Behetera. There's no Maisa, right? And it's, but you are separating him financially. What? It is b'chazaka, but it's not right. It's not b'farhesia, and it's not with physical force necessarily. It's a refusal, though. What?
Could be.
Doesn't have to be necessarily. I mean, not all cases of oshek are cases of physical force. I'm not giving you what I owe you, right? It's mamon chavero shebal yado. He means it as a contrast. Bal yado b'tzona b'aylim, and kava shamamon. Meaning he's not giving it up. Okay. Below zero. So one would have thought if you only had the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Ayin Tes, and didn't have the Gemara in Bava Metzia, or you didn't pasuk like the Gemara in Bava Metzia, then the Rambam would be fine. The problem, Noam, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How could the Rambam say that Oshek doesn't apply to a guy? Why should he ask there for it to do it with Goy? Doesn't the pasuk say like every pasuk?
Okay, well, we'll get to that when we get to Akum. Whether this is Drabanan or Daraisa, I mean, why does he say Afilu that it does apply? Afilu Goy Avod Avod Zara Asur Lugazlo Alashka. Is the Asur in here Drabanan or Daraisa? And is it the full fledged Maisavera, or is it something less? Almost like, you know, Pakas, remember, he puts in the same halacha as Pakas Mikashir, also Ligzal Kolshu Din Torah. So even if it is Daraisa, is it a lesser form of the Daraisa like the Kolshu is? So we'll look, because remember, halacha Aleph is Kol Gozos Chaveiro Shavakuta over below us. This is all part of our will be part of our discussion of Akum and Pachasim Shavar Pruta. So it's good that you raise it, but I wouldn't lose any sleep over it now. Just, you know, keep the question in the back of your mind. Okay. So basically, the Rambam is very, very you know, neat and clean and categorical here in the beginning of Hilchos Gzeila, as we would expect that he would. Oshek L'chud, Gezel L'chud, Sefer Mitzvos, Koteret, two separate Lavin, everything is fine and good. Except what do you do with the Gemara in Bam Metzia? So there's one suggestion in the Magid Mishnah, where the Magid Mishnah says, well, maybe the Rambam just doesn't hold of the Gemara in Bam Metzia. The Ori Paskins, not like Rava in Bav Metzia, but like one of the other Mandamrim. If you look in the beginning here, you have it there, Donnie?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ezu Gozo.
Yeah. Lefi Das Arav.
Lefi Das Arav, Asugia, Shetakam Kazan, Daskin and Asan, Zeru Oshek Zeru Gozo, Lamathil Kanakas of Lavra Lavishne Lavin, Perush, the Oshek, the Gezo, Amrim, Gavi Spiris, the El Mina, Mina Amar.
Actually, no, I should have told you to read the Lechem Mishnah, not the... yeah, go ahead, read this verse also. We'll get back to it. Okay. So maybe, see, he's... Well, what's the Magid Mishnah suggesting?
That when Rava says... Zeh
Oshik, Zeh Gezel. He's talking about Kovish Schar Sachir.
Yeah.
As opposed to... But in general, Gezel and Oshik, Gezel and Oshik are separate. It's an amazing idea. And other Rishonim, others say that as well. So we'll get back to that. That's the way to get out of the problem. And therefore, go ahead, keep reading. This is similar to what Noah kind of said before. Namely, what you get, it's not by Yigzol Zachonis Miyala Mitzri per se. Namely, there has to be in the form of Lekichas Chefetz Michavero Bechazaka or Bechazka, etc. It just means, you know, you know, one component, namely that he's doing this in the guy's face explicitly. Except that one could have said this to the extent that Noah was suggesting it, which is bava kama ayin tes means very, 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 very little, right? And therefore, you could even hold like Rava, and you could apply it to all cases of Oshek, and all you really need is Chazka. But you can't say that for the Rambam, because the Rambam counts them as two separate lavim, and he makes a fuss that there is a difference between them. So that's why he's modifying that approach to work it within the Rambam. Therefore, you need to say there's a special din in Kovesh Schar Sachir. Kovesh Schar Sachir has its own special gezel. In what sense is it gezel? Because it's the Vayigzal Achanis Miyala Mitzri to the extent that it's possible here. But there's also the classical Vayigzal Achanis Miyala Mitzri, which means that, you know, aside from Schar Sachir, he doesn't explain why Schar Sachir is different. Now, I'll try to explain in a minute. That's the regular, classical, Bechazka, Bemaisa, Bekinyan, etc. Yeah. The name?
Adam,
right. Adam Hertzberg.
The Rambam himself says that in Sefer Mitzvos,
By Sachir. Yeah. Now, why do you quote Sefer Mitzvos? Why not quote Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Schiros, Halacha, Beis? What? Ah, okay. It's good to quote Sefer Mitzvos too. I'm saying, but in the Yad Chazaka, in fact, we'll see that in just a minute, but the Rambam himself says that that you violate Gezel if you're Kovir Schar Sachir. It says it in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Schiros, Halacha Beis. So, very good. We'll get to it in just one second. Says the Magid Mishnah, go ahead, Aval Be'emes.
Aval Be'emes, Lenis Tavali, and Yin Zev, if you've shot a Sugyos. Shay Kasiv, Lamatzina, Kim Pasukacha, and Yilo Yitza. You came in Perek Yud Nesha, the Kovir Schar Sachir. Gezel Gamun, me benai hud yuribis to Anas.
Yeah.
Yin Kain, Heich Nasas, Mitzvos Halukos.
Yeah. Very important Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah is saying, I just don't, even this right, this idea that there are two dinim, there's a din of Gezel and called Torah Kula, and then there's a special din of Gezel and Kovir Schar Sachir, aside from the fact that you don't, he's not explaining it logically yet. So good, it's Bitzeres HaKasuk, fine. But how can it be if there's only one Pasuk? Is there really only one Pasuk? Tani? Oh, there are two Donnies in a row there. Okay, that's a... I mean, does it say Lo Sigzol only one place? Is it, the Magid Mishnah is saying there's only one, if you can't spread it thin. You can't say there are two dinim in one pasuk. Exactly. The truth is there are two psukim. And who points that out? Number one, Tosis asked about the two parashios. Tosis and Bamitzia, we'll get to it in a second. And the printed Ritva, which I put on the Marmakomos, he makes a Sahara. So it's just interesting the Magen Mishnah asked this question. He just said, Magen Mishnah says, you know, where do you get, how can you take one pasuk and say it's din klali? And in addition, it's a special exception, an additional halacha in Kol Shachar Sachar. But it's interesting. Let's continue. It's Archeon. So the Magen Mishnah appears to be saying, Dani, he's struggling with the question. That's good.
Yeah, and he concludes that Rambam Paskin's like the Rambam Kama.
That there's a stira between Bava Kama and Bava Metzia, and the Rambam Paskin's like Bava Kama. End of story. That's how the Magen Mishnah interprets. The Lecha Mishnah says that is incorrect. Right? Donnie? Donnie Rosenberg? Yeah? I know he's there. I saw him before. Oh, there he is. Okay. Donnie? Lecha Mishnah? Says that can't be. So first he suggests... whatever you want. You can either read it or you can give me the Tamsa Sadvarim, as I said. Lechanisha, number one, has a suggestion. Maybe we don't paskin like Rava. Right, he quotes the Magen Mishnah. He says, I think the Magen Mishnah is, you know, trying something good, but he has a good kasha. What are you going to do with the can't take one pasuk and split it up that way? So he says, so maybe we should say that the Rambam paskins like one of the other mandamrim, not like Rava. Yeah, you can read it if you want. Just do it quickly, because we don't know. Get through this.
Yes, within our reading of and here they try to be in the pasuk of Shisha, the Amrin and the Tati of Chav, which is called Yadu Yenosim of Chav, because of a sovereign life,
Rav Magid, Rav Magid. Go ahead. Right, so basically, yeah, go ahead. So basically, in a word, if you look at Perek Yedala, Pilchos Schiros, the Rambam paskins like Rava. The Rambam says that when you cover Schar Sachir, you're always in violation of Gezel. So number one, the Rambam's definition of Oshek doesn't make sense if you hold like Rosheshes, right? Because he says himself that it includes Kol Shebali Yada Behetera, even if it doesn't matter how you deny it. So he's not accepting Rosheshes. Secondly, he paskins like Rava explicitly. That's in Perikid Aleph. That's what Adam was referring to in Sefer Mitzvos, right? But Perikid Aleph Halacha base. Anybody have it open? Very important. Rambam. Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, Halach Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh, Litein Skara, Sacher Bizmano, Shenemar Biyomo Titein Skaro, Im Ichro Lachar Zmano, Over Below Saseh, Shenemar, Vosaval of Shemesh. By the way, Ein Lokin Alav Zesh, or Yuchayev L'Shalem. That's important. Get back to that. Then Halacha Beis, Kalakove, Skar Sacher, Ke'ilu Natalas Nafsho. I think it's also important. That's a Gemara, but the fact that the Rambam quotes that Dibrei Agada, Kilo Notel Snafcho, I think is very important. Shenemar, Ve'elavu Noseya Snafcho, Ve'ogar Ve'arba Zaros Yase. Mishum Bal Tashok, Mishum Bal Tikzol, Mishum Lotolin Tula Sachir, Mishum Lotavala Vashemesh, Mishum Biyomo Titin Skaro. So the others are obvious. The only one that's not obvious is Gezel. But the Ram Paskins that is covered Skar Sachir is in violation of Gezel and Oshek. So that's against the Magen Mishnah, who said that the Rambam believes the Machlokas HaSugyos and Paskins like Bava Kama. So what are you going to do? So the what does the Lecha Mishnah end up saying? Similar to the Magen Mishnah, that it's a special din in Schar Sacher. Except that he adds, there are two parshios in Gzela. In fact, Tosfos in Bava Metzia asks the question, right, why do you need, if Oshek and Gezel are the same, right? Lav mishum d'chsev Gezel ve'eshek sheshino v'lashon diek. Ela mishum d'chsev trei lavin. Tema. Bishlam ha'cha chilkan k'nei lav arla b'shnei lavin. Aval gabe asham gezelos lamanichtavu shneim o begezel o eshek. That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos pointing out two things. Number one, there is a second parsha, and number two, what's Tosfos pointing out that in the second parsha, in the first parsha, if they're the same, we understand why they're mentioned to teach you that you violate twice. But once we know that already, what's the point of repeating it in the other parsha? So if you look at the printed Ritva in Bava Metzia, which is not really the Ritva, it's one of the Chachmei Provence, but he asks this question. He says, oh, because the two parshios, you answer all the questions together. The two parshios tell you that there are two dinim of Gzela. There's a din of Gzela in Kara Taraku. It doesn't say in so many bases what he says. There's a din of Gzela. Anybody have the Ritva here? Go ahead.
Izu Oshak, Izu, I mean, he says it twice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll give you both pieces. Whichever one. That's the important. Oh, so the Ritva, basically, if you put together Tosa's question, the Ritva's comment, and then the Magen Mishnah's question, and the Lecha Mishnah, so what emerges is as follows. Everything answers itself. There are two parshios, because there are two dinim. There's a din of Gezel and Kol Torah Kula. And therefore, you have to spell out Gezel and Oshek to tell you that they're really different. And that's why it's the diktuk is a little different there. They really are different. On the other hand, in the context of Kovesh Skar Sachir, there, Oshek is also Chayiv to Gezel. That's what emerges according to these Mefarshim. The only thing that hasn't been explained yet is, why should that be so? What is it about Kovesh Skar Sachir that is different? And what sense is it Gezel if Gezel means Kozak Yah? Well, in what sense is it Gezel? Both Lecha Mishnah and Magen Mishnah say the moderate Noah answer, which is, well, Vayigzal Chonis Yana Mitzvah just means doing it as offensively and as in your face or violently, you know, as possible. And the only way to do that in Kovesh Skar Sachir, since there's nothing you can take from him, is to keep it from him in your face. Okay. But who says that? So the Kiddush of Yigzal Zachanis Miyana Mitzri means to do whatever it is the most offensive and explicit way. Does it apply differently here and there? Maybe. The point is that the language of Gez used to answer the Magen Mishnah's question, the word Gezel, it has two meanings. Right? And in the two different contexts, two different parshios, we have two deals. Now, why is Kovesh Skar Sachir different than anything else? I'm not sure why it's different than anything else, but at least on one level, I think we might say, let me just mention two things. Number one is we should remember that Kovesh Skar Sachir is a particularly... Yeah?
Is it Is it difficult to that the two person who runs out of the start stuff here when you to Gezel? Isn't it typical that one person who runs out start stuff here when you referring to Gezel? Because the context of the person is so different. One of them is referring to the 12 letters opposed to one of them.
I mean, I think it's a good question to ask why the different parshios broken up that way, if that's what you're asking. I don't think it's difficult, but I think it's challenging to figure it out. Why in the Korban Shavuos HaBikurim parsha do we have one perspective, and why in the other one do we have the other perspective? So I'll try to get back to that. But
I mean, it seems like one parsha is referring to like an Isser.
Not right, but it's not a regular remember that the parsha Shavuos HaBikurim is not classical. It's not just the onesh of regular gzela. It's really gzela al yedei shvua sheker. So it has two components. It's really a different parsha. It's not that, you know, it's two sides of the same coin, and therefore it's arbitrary, which I think is what you're asking. One is the azara, and the other is the onesh. It's not true, because the parsha Shavuos HaBikurim is only if you happen to lie about it. If you don't lie about it, there's no korban. There's veishav segzela shegaza. So the two parshios are really more basically distinct than that. And I think it's important to not understand that the parsha Shavuos HaBikurim is really about the category of gzela, which the other may be a little bit about how you understand the differences between types of gzela. So I'll explain that in a little bit. Not today, but I guess we'll finish with this tomorrow. So it's a good question, but I think that's the beginning of the answer anyway. There are really two types of issues entirely. Number one, in Schiros and in Kovar Schar Sachir, the Rambam begins. Number one, I'd say it's a very pressured area. The fact that you're chayim for so many, that the Torah itself spends so much ink and cloth to be marba the yisurim and kovar schar sachir. That's point number one. That's something that shouldn't go unnoticed. Point number two. There's no malchus, right? V'imichur lachas manu over belos hasei shenem v'lasal olav hashemesh v'in lokan olav zesh areyu chayv l'shalei. So number one, there are some rishonim who think that there is malchus. Okay, but the Rambam paskens no malchus. So there are a group of achronim who ask, this is relevant based on what we just discussed, if already there's no malchus, why not give a better reason? There's no malchus because there's tashlumin, or there's no malchus because of lav shein b'maisa. What is kovar schar sachir? You withhold the wages that you owe the sachir. Why is that a lav shein b'maisa? So the Achronim asked this question, the Chacham Tzvi, and the Behuda. There's like a big literature on this. Why did the Rambam, if he already thinks there's no Malchus, why didn't he say Lav Shein B'maisa? Why did he say Shari Yuchayev L'Shalei? Right? And even being Chayev L'Shalei, I mean, it's not exactly the classic case of a Heshev like Zela Asher Gazal Nitam L'Tashlumin. It is Nitam L'Tashlumin here. Don't get me wrong. But that's not as a tikkun for what you did. It's more of a, that is the Isser, that you haven't yet been Mishale. That can make it stronger or weaker, but yeah. I think he means Nitam Tashlum. I don't think he means coming God. Okay, so what? Why isn't there Lav Shein B'maisa? And then I also mentioned, Kol HaKoveh Skar Sachir Ki'ilu Natal Esnafsho. And the Rambam quotes this. Again, the Rambam, who doesn't always quote Divrei Hagadah, usually when he quotes things, he quotes it for a reason. One more point, which may not be related. We discussed, those of you here last year, and we're talking about milva. So we discussed the fact that there are different levels of milva. And it could be nafkamina in terms of how lotzonit the milva is, number one. And maybe in terms of Shemitas Ksafim, the idea being, we'll finish in 2 minutes, the idea being that certain times when you owe somebody something, you owe it to him, and it's a Chovas Agavra. Down the road, I lend you money, so I have to give you the equivalent sum in return. But it's a kind of a, like we explained last year, it starts off as a kind of a tzedakah, and then you owe back, and even then it's a Machlokas, Shibur Daraisa, Shibur Lav Daraisa, Priyas Malchov Mitzvah only, and so on. But sometimes when you owe something, you really owe it. Every minute you owe it, and every minute you sit on it, it's, you know, like you're keeping it from the fellow. It's almost like it's a be'en that you owe, even though it really isn't a be'en. And what we saw is that schirus poalim might be that elavu noseas nafsho. The chova to give it and to give it immediately makes withholding it particularly problematic. So I think it's possible that there's a special din in kovei skar sacher, and that is that we don't look at kovei skar sacher as merely withholding wages. The obligation to give elavu noseas nafsho, his dependence upon it, is such that it's ke'ilu you took it from it. That you took it and are keeping it from it. If it's ke'ilu no telis nafsho, b'sheva al ta'asa, then what we're saying is that al pidin, it's ke'ilu gazlo, v'yigzal sachanis mi'ala mitzray, as well. And therefore, it's not a lav shein b'maisa, getting to what we said a minute ago, but in this direction, again, sometimes it's the opposite case. It's basically a lav she yesh b'maisa b'shev al ta'asa, meaning you're shev al ta'asa, you're not doing anything except not paying him the wages that he deserves. But by holding on to his wages, it's really like you're holding on to it, like I was suggesting about Chametz of Pesach, in a way. I don't know if it works out always the other, but it's a suggestion. If that's the case, and how do we know this? Because the pasuk speaking specifically or referring to kovesh skar sacher says, what was the language? Lo sa shokas reyacha velo sigzol. The way to read the velo sigzol is not lo sa shokas reyacha. A, don't do that. Below sigzal, and also don't steal. Rather, it's the imperative, losasikas reacha, below sigzal, meaning, if you're going to be oshikas reacha, that's going to be considered gazel. Right? Because the obligation to give it is so forceful that here the withholding is an action. And therefore it's gazel. And therefore the equivalent, and the Torah Sel tells us that by saying below Sigzal, the equivalent of Ayigzal Sachanis Miyada Mitzri, which classically is saved for a Maisa, the Chozek Yad of Bifar Hesya, here will be accomplished because of the requirement to give by virtue of the in-your-face denial. Not only am I delaying, now if you only delay, that's something else. That's a Mefarshim point out in the Rambam, it seems that even according to the Rambam, you wouldn't violate losashok or losigzol. But whenever you violate losashok, namely you're not just procrastinating, but you are definitively refusing to pay, al pidin, in the context of kovesh schar sacher, that's geza. Moshe l'mad over domo, I'll just give one other example because it's going to help us for other things also. A famous example of the Rambam, poshea kemazik. Right, the Rambam's famous shita about Ashor b'chinam. Rambam says that Ashor b'chinam will also pay pshia, even though he receives the object for nothing, doesn't get any benefit from it, because poshea is kemazik. Right. So, aside from the questions that the Ravid asks, the Achronim ask, what do you mean poshea is kemazik? It's b'shev al tasa. How can you have a mazik b'shev al tasa? Basically, he didn't do his job, and he was negligent, and the object got destroyed. But, it's a grama, at most garmi. How can you say that's kamazik? So as we like to explain, it's a mazik, not the mazik of Hilchas Niske Momo. It's a mazik of Hilchas Shechenin, or Hilchas Chirus, in this case. In other words, if you accept upon yourself to be a shomer, then our assessment of mazik changes, because the commitment that you make and the reliance that people have on you make this act of omission into an act of commission. If it's still b'shev al tasa, you didn't do anything, but because you're obligated and he's relying on you, we don't apply the normal standards of shev al tasa, grama garmi, etc. We say poshea kemazik. And what I'm suggesting, we have that niske shkenim similar idea. Niske Shchenim, Hezek Ria, is considered a Hezek, right? But it's a Hezek of Hilchas Shchenim. Because you have an obligation to be a good neighbor to your neighbor, everything is, the stakes are higher, therefore our assessment of what you're doing against him is also lowered or higher. Here too, Kovischar Sakhir, Elabu Noseis Nafsho, his dependence upon this money and your obligation to give him and everything that goes along with it, the multiple Isurim, etc., are such that, and the Pasuk, how do we know? Well, I couldn't have said this on my own. It's not for me to say. I'm trying to interpret the Pasuk. Lo Sashuk velo Sigzal. If you're going to be Oshik this guy, then it's going to be considered the equivalent of a Gezel too. It's Ki'ilu Hachzokas Chefetz or Momon Shel Chavero. In this case, is a Maisa. And it's a Gezel. Ba'ikach Chanis Miyad HaMitzri. So Dafka in Hilchos Schirus, that's what the Rambam doesn't even mention in Hilchos Gezel. Doesn't mention that Kovei Shchar Sachir, which is Oshek, is Gezel. Because from Hilchos Gzela point of view, Ezu Gozel, it's not. But from the point of view of Hilchos Schirus, and everything that precedes it, that's how the Rambam begins. Mitzase, Litin Aschar, Aschar, Asachir, Bismano, Biyom, I would start this way. Anyway, I'm not. So many Surim, so many Essen, right? And then, Kolakovich, Kilu, Natal, Snapsho, Veloven, Osei, Snapsho. So then, we understand where the Oshek slash Gezel comes from. Here, in this parsha, in this context, it's Vayika Kazachanis Miyada Mitzra. That might be one approach, or if we explain the Ritva, the Tosis, the Magen Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, to explain the Shitas around. What about the other possibility in the Rambam, that the Rambam really means what he says, and he holds like the Sugya Baba Kama, so let's hold off on that for a moment. We're going to stop here. The Smag may take the opposite view. We'll start with this tomorrow. Maybe if there's a machlokus between the sugyas of Bavmitzi and Bavakama, who says you paskin like Bavakama, if you have to choose one? Maybe we should paskin like Bavmitzi. So we'll pick up with the Smag, the Chinuch, and the Rashbats tomorrow.